20 miles down the Niagara River from Lackawanna, you can see the mist from Niagara Falls here. 100 years ago, a man named King Camp Gillette looked at Niagara Falls and saw utopia. By harnessing the power of all that water, he believed you could run all kinds of machines for free and build a perfect society. Gillette is remembered today because he later invented the eminently practical safety razor, but his utopian dream is largely forgotten. NPR's David Kestenbaum came to Niagara Falls, where he found some people who are still trying to sort out why utopia is so elusive.
Niagara Falls is about as close as you can get to a perpetual motion machine. Water from four Great Lakes drains through this one spot. Something about the size of the falls encourages oversized thinking. There was King Camp Gillette and his dreams, but just before him was William T. Love. Jack Ferran is a former reporter for the Niagara Gazette.
Love had a great idea. His idea was to take the water from a point above the falls, a couple of miles from the falls, and canal it straight north across Niagara County to the escarpment. The escarpment is this cliff, this geological fault. At that point, you get the greatest potential drop of water, something like 300 feet.
There, the water would generate power and rejoin the river, and there, Love would build his utopia. He called it Model City. Love wrote that it would be the most perfect city ever built. It's not on the map I got at the airport, but Jack Ferran thinks he can find it. Ferran is the perfect guide to lost utopias. He seems to be searching for something himself. He can't resist running marathons, though he doesn't always finish them. We consult the gas station attendant and drive into William Love's dream.
For sure, in this 2-mile stretch here is Model City.
You mean utopia?
Utopia. You call it utopia. I think you can see some of the original houses if we look carefully.
Model City is 6 tiny identical houses, a bar, a field with a rusted out car, and a building bearing a sign, Model City Post Office. We go in. A man named Bill Cosgrove is there buying stamps. He says the little houses here were supposed to continue for 8 miles to the lake, complete with mechanized mail service.
What he was going to have was a vacuum system. This vacuum line going to each individual house, and he'd be able to put the letters and this and that through the vacuum system into the house. That's kind of neat.
The postal revolution never came. Love built about a mile of his canal and ran out of money.
So what do you think of William Love?
Oh, positive, I guess, yeah. Somebody thinks he was just a rip-off artist.
Is this an okay place to live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Been there for 35 years.
Would you call it utopia?
Utopia? No.
The man who runs the post office has been keeping a file on the area. Jack Ferran fishes out a news clipping.
It's unclear where Love came from. Papers alternately claimed he came from Knoxville, Tennessee, New England, or simply from the West. And it's unclear where he went. There were rumors he joined the Alaska Gold Rush. He disappeared from the face of the earth, says Ralph Love. He probably died a heartbroken man, Dumich says. That's a local historian. He had a chance to change the world, and it didn't work.
But Love's dream of harnessing the falls did live on. The problem became how to ship the power. Eventually, the physicist Nikola Tesla figured out a way to send electricity long distances, and in 1896, people did, a miraculous 20 miles from the falls to Buffalo. Colossal power plants were built on the wall of the cliff by the falls, and jobs came to the region. Electrochemical companies used electricity to forge new compounds. Jack Ferran says electricity seemed endless until a rock slide in 1956.
They built an enormous power station right there on the wall, stuck right on the wall. Well, nature reigns. Gravity rules, and gravity eventually took that thing out, and it went down in a day.
Around the same time, William Love's unfinished canal was turning into a dump for the chemical companies. Today, it's just called Love Canal.
David Kestenbaum's report continues on Weekend Edition from NPR News.